Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello, Acme Packing Company podcast listeners. We have a very special episode that we wanted to share with you guys. We had a crossover with our buddy Matt Doherty from the Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast. Basically, it's a trivia show. We're going to link it into the post and the description of this podcast if you want to check it up on the site. It involves Team Repack, which was Tex and I, Team Cheddar, which was Lindsay and Chris, and Team Reporting is Eligible, which was Paul and Tyler. And we went four quarters with Matt, who graciously spent his time with us and built the whole Packers trivia game. And one of us came out as the winner, and we'll leave it at that. So check it out. Check out the Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast with Matt, and enjoy the show.
This is the Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast. We have assembled the world's finest sports and trivia dorks to prove once and for all that we are just as bad at this as we were at sports. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the APC Podcast Packers Trivia Challenge. I am your host, Matt Doherty, co-creator, producer, host, whatever, of the Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast. Today's game will be pitting teams of the writers, hosts, and corporate overlords of the Acme Packing Company against one another to see who is the masters of Zen, the benders of beaded curtains, the valuers of good vibes. That's right, the APC Packers Trivia Challenge champions. So now let's go ahead and meet our teams. We have the Repack team, that is Evan Tex Western and Justice Moqueda. Gentlemen, how are you doing this evening? Justice, I already butchered your name. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Oh, it happens. It happens. It's not the first time, I promise. I'm doing good. How are you doing, Tex?
I'm good. I'm coming. This is back-to-back trivia for me tonight. I just did. Just came from bar trivia, which is why we're starting just a minute or two later than I think we intended. So that's all my bad.
Sorry two bourbons about that, guys. In, Tex? This is going to be great.
Technically three beers in today. No bourbon tonight.
And then in the other corner, out of the three corners that we have for teams, we have Team Cheddar, which is going to be Chris and Lindsay. How are you folks doing tonight?
Hey, doing well. How are you?
Living the dream. Chris?
We are doing just fine. It's finally spring here in Wisconsin. It's no longer 50. So, you know, it's I had to turn the AC on. So it's great that we're not snowing in anymore.
And then the last team we have is it Team RAE or Ray, or what are we saying with this team?
That would be RAE. Yes.
RAE. Okay. And that is Tyler Brook and Paul Noonan. Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
I'm honestly kind of weird. It's been a weird one. I narrowly missed being in a terrible train crash this morning that was two blocks from my house and got stuck in downtown Chicago and rushed out to coach 6-year-old girls soccer just in time. Which I couldn't get to because it was on the other side of the train tracks. So anyway, I'm okay, but all that happened. So, you know.
My hasn't been nearly as dark, so I'll say that. I do want to say before we even begin, I think that if Tex wins, it's unfair since he got to warm up with trivia beforehand.
That is very true, Tex. You got an advance over all of us.
I think there was maybe one sports question in the entire trivia contest tonight. So don't, I'm not going to claim any preparation here tonight.
Sports trivia is the redheaded stepchild of the trivia world. So, you know, well, let me explain a little bit about who I am too, before we get to one too far. I always talked about the podcast, Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast, hashtag branding. My name is Matt Doherty. I am from Western Wisconsin. Ellsworth is where my family's from. I lived in Baldwin for a long time, and I'm just a huge Packer fan. I've been listening to APC for years. Yeah, and now my wife conned me into moving down to Omaha, so I live in Omaha, Nebraska. Anyway. All right, so now that we've met the teams, we know kind of what we're doing. Let's go ahead and talk about the rules for this game. So... We are going to start off with the coin flip question to warm up the teams. This will be followed by four quarters of play, each with different trivia styles. And I'll explain those quarter styles as we go along. Like any good sporting event, at halftime, we'll have a halftime show after the second quarter, with entertainment questions pertaining to sports, in this case, the Green Bay Packers. And in the fourth quarter, each team will wager their points accumulated to see who are today's champions. So, let's get the game underway. It is time for a coin flip question, a 50-50 warm-up question. And ahead of time, because Tyler is the youngest, that means that Tyler and Paul are the ones who get to answer this question. So this is truly a 50-50 question. I made it very close. Really, you guys don't need to spend a lot of time debating this or discussing this. You just probably need to do 1, 2, 3 it and see who you think the right answer is and just come up to a consensus. If you guys get it wrong, then the other two teams each get 5 points. If you get it right, you get 10 points. Here's cool. Your question.
Okay. All right.
Coin flip question is, which running back has the most career rushing yards with the Packers, Tony Canadio or Aaron Jones?
Paul, this is your court, man.
I would guess Tony Canadio, but I don't actually know. So, but it is a guess, but hey, 50-50. Tyler, okay with that?
I'm fine with it.
All right.
For it.
All right. Tony Canadio has 4,197 yards rushing. And as of this recording date, Aaron Jones has 4,163. So the, what do you call him? Team Cheddar. You
Team
RAE. Team RAE. Reporting is eligible as the initial 10 points. So heading into the first quarter, we have a score of Team Reporting is eligible with 10 and the rest of the Algebronis with none.
Never doubted you for a second, Paul. Let's go.
Today's first quarter will be sporting haikus. For this quarter, there will be 4 questions in haiku form. Each will be worth 25 points. Question number 1. Packers passing yards. Brett is 1. Aaron is 2. Bart is 3. Who's 4?
Well, Paul, feel free to check in. Feel good.
Okay. We have our answer. How do I send our answer?
No, you don't need to send it. Just say you checked in. This is the honor system. If you guys are going to cheat, then you're losers.
Checked in as it is.
Yep, there you go. So RAE's checked in.
Yes, we are checked in.
Awesome.
I would like to check in.
And the corporate overlords have checked in. All right, go ahead and Cheddar, you guys can talk it out there.
I think we'll check in too.
Awesome. Oops, I moved things around. Okay, so, oh, geez, everything got all checked.
Tyler, out. I'm having second thoughts, but I'm not changing it just to prove that we're on the honor system here.
All right, well, let's go over to the repack, guys. What was your answer?
I'm going to guess Lynn Dickey.
Okay, and then the repack guys? Or not repack, the reporting is eligible guys?
Also Lynn Dickey.
Yeah.
And the Cheddars.
We're also going with Lynn Dickey.
All three of you have 25 points.
All right.
Yeah. Go.
Well, actually, Tyler and Paul have 35 points, but you get the idea.
Yeah. I started having second thoughts just because I thought like Don Hutson quarterback random maybe was up there and probably should be, but you know.
Yeah.
Dickey also threw for a ton of yards, so checks out.
Threw for a ton of yards, yeah.
The only name that came to my mind was Majakowski, and I was like, well, that cannot be
right. No. No.
Exactly. All right, well, let's move on to question number 2. Here we go. Still active player, all-time Packers point leader, doesn't need Stills Nash.
We'd like to check in.
Yeah. Cheddar will check in.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we could probably 1, 2, 3 this, right? Is everyone ready with this?
Okay.
Has everyone got it?
Yeah.
All right, 1, 2, 3.
Mason Crosby.
There you go. All right. 25 points all across the board. Gotta love that. The fun ones are fun, right? You gotta like that. Question number 3 and quarter 1 is Packers running back, most yards rushing in career, Oscar the Grouch. Sorry, that last part's only 4 syllables. I don't care.
Team Cheddar will check in.
We'll check in.
All right. So that means reporting is eligible. You guys can go ahead and talk it out.
The Oscar the Grouch thing, it threw me because I thought I knew, and then I started trying to figure that out, and I'm
same.
Dumb,
so. Ooh, yeah, I think I'd go with yours, Paul.
Yeah, I'm really not sure. So,
you guys, since you're the last ones, you can just answer when you got it or when you think you have it.
I thought I'd be prepared. I've been reading the 100-year Packer book or volumes, but nope. Yeah, I'll go with yours, Paul.
All right. I'm not that confident about it, though, but we'll roll with it. Okay, so we'll say Jim Taylor.
Jim Taylor and Cheddar, what'd you guys have?
Amon Green.
Amon Green.
And the repick.
We were Amon Green.
All right, two teams are getting their points. The answer is Amon Green.
Yeah, for the record, Tyler was right. So,
there you go.
Not Oscar often. The Grouch is green. I thought that was another hit.
That's where I thought I was leading. You know, when I was leading Amon Green, and then that clue tipped the scale.
I thought his first name was Oscar for a second, and I was like, Oscar, who?
Oscar Robertson, wait, wrong sport.
My brain was like, well, the Packers are green, so that's everyone.
Also, like, he's always associated with Batman, which is the wrong fictional character here. So it messed me up.
Tough with the two syllables, you know, you got a constricted haiku form. So, you know, anyway.
It's fine. Yep.
All right, cool. Well, we're moving on to question number three. We got the first wrong answer so far. So that's interesting. Question number four in quarter one. SB pass from Favre, later won 04 Grey Cup. I see a bad moon.
Check in.
All right, check in.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, so we're ready to 1, 2, 3 this?
Yeah.
All right, sure. 1, 2, 3.
Andre Rison.
All right, points all around. So after the first quarter, we have the repack pod. With 100 points. The reporting is eligible, guys, with, let me see here, 85 points. And the Cheddar folks with 100 points. And that will take us on to today's second quarter, which will be pre and post game. For this quarter, there will be 4 before and after style questions. For example, what all-time leader in receptions for the Indianapolis Colts was a Notre Dame safety drafted by the Minnesota Vikings? The answer would be Marvin Harrison Smith. So each question is worth 25 points.
There we go. Okay.
Before and after.
These ones are pretty simple, right? I used the whole names, but on our pod, we are allowed to use as little as one syllable.
So
if we wanted to have if you had a name that started with ah, and then you wanted to get a question in about Tim Biancabatuca, you could go ahead and do a Tim Biancabatuca. One of my all-time favorites is the Devils hockey player and the ESPN whatever host Brendan Shanahan Storm. So, or I also did a Wilt Chamberlain Dickey. I like that one too. So there you go. All right, we'll move on to question number one in the pre and post game. Won 2 Olympic gold medals and 4 NBA championships. Oh, let me pause and go back a second. One of these two is a Green Bay Packer related person, and the other one is just a person that's like in sports.
Okay.
So let me go back again. Question number one. Won 2 Olympic gold medals and 4 NBA championships, and the 1978 NCAA champion long jumper from Stanford, who is on the All-80s All-Decade team and joined the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2003.
Repack checks in.
Yeah, we're checking in.
Wow.
This is all text.
All right. So Cheddar and reporting is eligible. You guys can continue to talk. Or chat, excuse me.
Can you repeat the year of the long jump championship?
1978.
Not who I thought it was.
What are you on the Wikipedia? You know all the long jump
champions that year? I had an idea, and I just the year didn't add up with the age of who I was thinking of. So
little did you guys know that Chris is a big fan of Olympic long jump.
I mean, who isn't?
That was actually one of my sports in track, but I don't know that.
Just to clarify, it was the NCAA long jump champion. The first part of it is the Olympic champion.
That's right.
The capitalized and is where it breaks between the two people. I hope that kind of makes sense.
Otherwise, that's an incredibly accomplished multi-sport.
Tyler, check your DMs. Does that make sense?
Yes, that absolutely does make sense.
Okay, then we're checking in too.
All right. So, Cheddar, that means you guys can talk it out.
Lindsay, any idea?
I am at a complete loss. I have no earthly idea. It's the long jumper that's throwing me off. I have no clue.
I think we'll check in. This is going to be a shot in the dark.
All right. What do you guys got?
You want us to start?
Go ahead. Yep.
Marcus Ray Allen. I don't know.
And reporting is eligible. What do you guys got?
We'll go with LeBron James Lofton.
And the repack pod. What do you guys have?
We also had LeBron James Lofton.
All right. Two teams getting their points there. The answer is LeBron James Lofton. Yep. When it comes to NBA related things and then Olympic gold medals in our pod, we always turn to the NBA. Right. And then just happened to know that James Lofton was the NCAA long jump champion, I guess. I don't know.
And I forgot it wasn't a Packer either. I don't know why I got Marcus Allen out of that. Oh, yeah. Oh man.
Awesome.
Hmm.
We'll move on to question number two, which is Demon Deacon, who has the most career games with 10 assists and 0 turnovers, and first to win Heisman and Super Bowl, even though he was hurt for the Super Bowl and didn't play.
Repack checking in.
Oh, man. Texas on fire tonight, huh? Justice, you're just kind of sitting back there and just watching them play, yeah?
We got this effort.
One kind of the same time. He definitely nailed the first one, though.
Good deal.
Oh, the first part of that is tripping me up.
I got the second part.
Yeah, first part is tough.
I don't know enough Wake Forest basketball players. I can name one.
Yep, I can also name one.
And we named different ones.
And the combined of you can name two
that are not the right one.
I can name two, but one of them is the right one. So I'm wondering who your third one is.
Should we just say the ones that are clearly not right?
Well, no, didn't.
All right.
Maybe we have the wrong second.
I still want to give
hints. We got him spooked, Tex.
I still want to give hints, but I'm pretty sure Tex and Justice would throw things at me. And no hints needed.
No hints. Right.
Yeah, if we don't have it in 30 seconds, we're done. So let's see.
You really pulled LeBron James Lofton out of your ass.
Yeah, not happening again on this one.
This is going to be a shot in the dark. I don't even know if the first part of this is a basketball player, but Team Cheddar will check in.
All right. Reporting is eligible, guys. You can go ahead and talk it out. what is the second part that you have?
So since you guys checked in, you have your answers.
Yeah, we can talk out loud.
So Charles Woodson is what we were thinking.
And I thought the Wake Forest player was Chris Paul. And I was like, nope. And you thought Tim Duncan.
Rodney Rogers also played for Wake Forest.
I don't know. We just need to come up with a random first name that ends in Charles.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough basketball for this game.
Who's the old running back? Jamal Charles Woodson. There we go.
Are you guys in check in with that?
We're throwing in the towel. Yeah, we're done.
Okay. then Cheddar folks, what do you guys have?
I'm gonna go with Terry Charles Woodson.
Terry Charles Woodson. Okay. And corporate overlords, what do you guys have?
Chris Paul Horning.
That's right. One team is getting their points. The answer is Chris Paul Horning.
Wow.
I so wanted to tell you to go with your Chris Paul. Go with your Chris Paul. Come on. I don't even think Charles Woodson.
I thought Woodson was the first to do that. Oh, crap.
I don't even think Woodson was the first one. I think there was another person, and I can't remember who it is off the top of my head.
Was it was Peyton Manning before him, or wait, yeah,
I never won. I think it might have been. No, Peyton Manning famously did not win the Heisman.
Right.
Did Marcus Allen win a Super Bowl with the Raiders?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yep.
He did.
That would be it.
That's it.
Yep. There you go. There you go. All right. On to question number three and quarter number two. A lot of numbers and quarters and questions. A 2014 NFL draftee who became a three-time defensive player of the year award winner and a high jumper from Elkhorn State who has the most career receiving yards as a Packer.
I got this one.
You know a lot about track good. And field. It sounds like.
Cheddar will check in too.
All right, so Cheddar reporting is eligible. Oh, yeah. Both checked in.
Yeah, we're checking for that.
Yeah, we're checked in.
And corporate overlords have checked in. Let's start with you guys, Justice and Tex.
Aaron Donald Driver.
All right, and reporting is eligible.
Also Aaron Donald Driver.
And Cheddar folks.
Aaron Donald Driver.
All right, points all around. The answer is Aaron Donald Driver. And we're moving on to question number four. This one is a little, it's not sports. It's a little, well, you'll see. Here we go. What Paul Simon song does the University of Florida band play at every home basketball game with the student section singing along to the chorus and a mid-80s Packers kicker with a long career who is now a college golf coach?
RA checking in.
Thank God. Thank God. I don't think I was alive for either of these things. Well, I guess the Florida chance, but wow.
All right. RA is checked in. The other teams. I'm assuming Paul's got this one.
Oh, man. I got half of it.
I'll be honest. I don't know how you can only get half of it.
I thought the same thing with the Chris Paul thing, though, right? When you guys were stuck on the Charles Woodson, it would be hard to get it, enough. I guess, right?
I told Tex, I was like, I can't point out Paul Simon out of a lineup. Like, I'm of no help here.
Got it. Yep. I think I got it.
All right. So that
I got it.
Awesome. Okay. Let's start with the corporate overlords. What do you guys have over at Repack?
You want to take it, Justice?
Yeah, I do.
You can call me Al Del Greco.
Nice. And over at the reporting is eligible.
Yep. It's you can call me Al Del Greco.
All right. And Cheddar.
You can call me Al Del Greco.
Nice. Everyone points all around there, folks.
Al Del Greco, a famous scratch golfer who was part of a Nike campaign in the 80s as the other two sport athlete to Bo Jackson.
Wow, I did not know that.
It took me 3 full minutes to think of Al Del Greco's last name or last names.
There you go. All right, score update here as we have wrapped up the second quarter. The Repack Pod has 200 points, reporting as eligible has 160, and the Cheddar folks have 150. And that will bring us to halftime. It is now time for our halftime show. There will be 4 entertainment questions pertaining to sports, with each question worth 25 points. And here we go. Question number 1 in halftime. What Packers all-time great has a prominent role in the original Longest Yard as, how do you say this name, Bogdanski, and takes a ball in the crotch from quarterback Kurt Reynolds? Kurt Reynolds. Can't pronounce.
That's a trivia question for Kurt Warner and Burt Reynolds, right?
There you go. Exactly. Burt Reynolds, not Kurt Reynolds. Dork. Burt Reynolds, who famously was a college roommate of, anyone know?
No.
No, he Burt FSU Reynolds.
Guy, right?
Burt Reynolds was a running back at FSU, and he was a college roommate with Lee Corso.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh. RAA checking in. I know it.
All right. Cheddar and Repack, you guys can continue to chat in your conversations.
Yeah, we'll give a shot in the dark. We'll check in. I don't know if we're going to get any further than we're already at.
All right. Cheddar, you guys can talk it out.
We'll check in.
All right. What do you guys got?
Jerry Kramer.
And the Repack Pod, what'd you guys have?
Well, guess Jim Taylor. Just wild shot in the dark.
And reporting is eligible.
Ray Nitschke.
One team getting points. The answer is Ray Nitschke.
Oh, that was the other
Did
one.
Did he really? Yeah. Was shot in the nuts?
Yep.
I need to find the clip of that. Yep.
Yeah, comeback season. It's comeback season. Let's go.
Bucks did it.
Bogdanski, Bucks, you know. So
the Bucks won?
Yes, yeah, sir. The Bucks won.
Yeah. Oh, spoiler alert.
Wow.
Let's go Indiana Pacers. All right, let's get that lottery pick. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, Tyrese Halliburton, I'm rooting hard for him. Proud alumni of my high school, actually.
Oh, no way. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to move on to question number two of halftime. What recently deceased comedian was the star of an animated sitcom in the 1990s based on his life? And in one episode entitled Go Packers, he goes to a Packers game and meets Vince Lombardi.
Team Cheddar will check in.
All right.
Animated.
Yep, Repack checking in.
All right. That leaves reporting is eligible. You guys can talk it out.
Animated sitcoms of the 1990s.
You don't just have a list of like 40 of them off the top of your head? Come on.
No.
No, really?
So, Tyler, I don't have any knowledge other than my guess would be Louis Anderson, who is dead and did have an animated show in the 90s. That's all I got.
Sure. That is better than I will do.
All right.
All right. Repack Pod, what did you guys have?
It's definitely Louis Anderson. I distinctly remember a scene of an animated, like, six-year-old Louis Anderson wearing a cheese head.
And Cheddar, what did you guys have?
We had Norm McDonald's.
Norm McDonald. Well, the answer is Louis Anderson.
Dang it.
Famously lived in a neighborhood of St. Paul that I lived in, Louis Anderson. So
I couldn't remember Norm McDonald doing it, but it sounds like something he would do. So
we should have just stole the answer.
Yeah, that's better than my first guess was Bob Saget, and I just went deceased comedian. I didn't realize the animated part, and then I was like, sure.
Yeah. My brain was Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
John Candy had one too, so I was between the two of them.
Well, I missed the star of the animated sitcom. That's why I thought it was McDonald, that it was star of, and I'm like, I don't. Yeah.
All right, we'll move on to question number three. What song did the members of the Green Bay Packers perform in Pitch 2? Pitch Perfect 2?
There's no way.
Oh, no.
Never saw that.
I am unbelievably disappointed in you folks if you have not seen this movie.
Never. No, I haven't seen any of the Pitch Perfect.
I like the Pitch Perfect movies, but I didn't see the second one yet. Jody went to see it without me with girlfriends, and I haven't watched it on my own. So
I'm going to come up with this one.
I'm sorry, not sorry, that I brought my 7-year-old daughter to see this movie. So I don't care.
They're good
so
movies.
So come at me.
I have a guess.
Yep. Repack.
Tyler, all you. Okay. I got nothing.
I have a guess, and it's going to be wrong, but.
All right, so the reporting is eligible, guys. You guys are checking in?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Cheddar. Sure. Cheddar's checking in.
Okay. Everyone's ready to go then?
Yep.
All right. Why don't start with the Repack guys? What do you guys got, Justice and Evan? Or Tech?
Bootylicious.
All right. And reporting is eligible?
I was going to say I'm too sexy. I'm pretty sure they ripped their shirts off in that scene. But I've never seen the movie, so.
And Cheddar.
Bootylicious.
The answer is Bootylicious.
Yeah.
Tyler, you're right. The Josh Sitton and TJ Lang pull off. Come on.
Clay Matthews shirt.
Clay
right?
Matthews sleeves yep. to, you know, to do his you know, big right. muscles. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Don Barkley sits, you know, moping in the corner behind the rest of them.
Don Barkley is in that
I can,
movie?
I can name the guys who did that routine, but it took me like 30 seconds to think of what the song was. Jeez.
I've seen it. I've seen both of the movies. I have no excuse. I just can't remember what the name of the damn song was.
I am not ashamed to say I've seen all three multiple times. Sorry, but not sorry.
Same.
I love it.
All right. Well, we're moving on to the final question here in our halftime show. Question number four. The indie film God Loves the Green Bay Packers is currently in post-production. The film stars an incredible actor. I'm sorry, this incredible actor, no stranger to roles set in the upper Midwest.
It's definitely him. We can check
okay.
in.
Okay.
Gotcha. Reporting as eligible is checked in.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to check in too.
All right.
Yeah, Cheddar's going to check in.
All right, Cheddar, what do you guys have?
Harrison Ford.
And the repack, what do you guys have?
Mark Ruffalo.
And the reporting as eligible guys, what do you have?
Craig T. Nelson.
One team's getting points. The answer is Craig T. Nelson.
Oh,
dang it.
So if you guys read in the chat where incredible is capitalized.
Yep, that's where that's the hint that got me.
See, I took Indy being, you know, Indiana Jones, then upper Midwest. I'm thinking Indiana. Well, I guess that's not the upper Midwest.
Craig T. Nelson, of course, coach at Minnesota State.
Yeah. And we took incredible in a different direction.
Yep.
And the incredible Hulk.
No, he was.
And he's from Wisconsin, I believe.
He was voice of the dead in the movie The Incredibles.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's so there you go. Gosh, dang it. You're so close.
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo, born in Kenosha.
After halftime, we have a score of Cheddar Folks with 175, reporting as eligible with 235, and the repack corporate overlords with 250.
Whoa.
Oh my God, we need to catch up. Jesus, we're behind.
Today's third quarter will be Fill the Gaps. This quarter will consist of three questions with up to five pieces of missing information. The teams will attempt to fill in each piece of missing information. Each correct answer is worth 10 points. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you a statement about an event that happened in Packers history or lore or whatever. All right. And I'm going to say blank. And in those blanks, you just got to fill it in. So I'm going to give you five in each one of them. Questions?
Can we also just make this a very fun Mad Lib?
Essentially is a Mad Lib. Yeah. If you can put it in all the random crap you want. Sure. Yeah. All right. It was January of 2011 in Soldier Field, the NFC Championship, Packers versus the Bears. It was the first time these two rivals met in the playoffs since blank year. Within five. I'm giving you a good buffer on that one. The Packers were up blank to blank with 6 minutes and 4 seconds left to play when Big BJ Raji dropped back in coverage to intercept a pass thrown by blank. Previously, BJ had given himself the nickname blank in response to the Packers. I'm sorry, in response to the Bears having the refrigerator.
I think we're checking in.
Yeah, we're checking in.
All right. Reporting as eligible is checked in. Repack and Cheddar, you guys can keep chatting here for another minute or two.
We'll check in.
All right. Cheddar, you guys can talk it out.
Lindsay, what do you think?
So we have the last two blanks.
I'm pretty sure on the third, on the one last of the other one two.
For sure is up like 100%.
You guys can tell the answers because they've already checked in.
Yeah, we're already in.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, let's start at blank one. So we think it's 1955.
That's somewhere in that area. I wanted to say it was the early 50s, but I might be very wrong on that. It was definitely, I thought it was pre-Super Bowl, but I might be wrong.
Intercept a pass thrown by.
That was Caleb Haney. That was what, because Cutler was already hurt.
And then nickname of Raji's the freezer yep. in response to the fridge. So those two are, I don't know, man. Let's say 14-14. I don't know. No, 14. No, hold on. Let me do the math. Hold on.
We'll say 14-7. All right. We're up against the timer, right?
Well, I mean, I didn't start the timer.
You are now.
All right, we're checking in.
All right, we're gonna say I'm gonna change that first year to 1956.
Okay.
And then 14-7,
mm-hmm.
Caleb Haney, and then the freezer.
Okay, reporting is eligible. What'd you guys have?
All right, we're gonna go 14-7. We went out of order. We're dumb. So I'm pretty sure it's since World War II. So I'm going to go 1943. Score was 14-7. Caleb Haney, yes. Freezer, yes. What am I missing one?
Nope, that's it.
Okay.
And Repack Pod, what'd you guys have?
All right, we're in the same general era. We're going to say 1948. We were struggling on the score, but we said 14-6, and then Caleb Haney in the freezer.
All right, well, all teams are getting points. Repack Pod is, well, let's just go through the answers here, and then we'll talk about the points. So, yes, you all had Freezer, and you all did have Caleb Haney, and Cheddar and Reporting is Eligible was correct. It was 14-7, and the year was 1941.
Oh,
all right.
It was 40s. But as soon as I heard World War II, I was...
It was not Todd Collins. It was Caleb Haney. Let's go.
Yeah, you saved Collins me from overthinking that, because I know Todd Collins played like crap for a very short amount of time.
He did.
But he did not throw the picks.
Collins get hurt. Did both get hurt, or did they yank Collins in that game? I can't remember now.
No, they both. I thought Collins got hurt too, didn't he?
I believe so. That was when
quarterback
the
quarterback rule, right?
Yes. Yep. That was the emergency quarterback rule.
That's right.
Interesting now, because Reporting is Eligible got 5 correct on that one, and the Repack Pod only got 3. So now they are ahead by 5 points.
Ooh. Comeback season.
Here we go.
You can't copy our thing, Justice.
Tyler and Paul in 6.
Let's move on to question number 2. Here we go. So there I was, right, folks? I was sitting in Hudson, Wisconsin, in the basement of a bar, watching the playoffs. It was amazing. It was January of blank year. The Packers faced the Seahawks in the blank round of the NFL playoffs. At the end of regulation, the score was tied at blank after Sean Alexander and Amon Green combined for 5 1-yard touchdowns. After winning the overtime coin toss, Seattle's quarterback blank, we all know that one, spoke into the referee's open microphone and announced to the stadium that we want the ball and we're going to score. After both teams went 3 and out, people forget that, the Seahawks had a 3rd and 11 when the Seahawks quarterback threw to the sidelines and Al Harris intercepted it and ran it back blank yards within 5. I'm giving you 5 yards for the walk-off pick 6.
All right. I was at this game. So
nice.
Well, except that when you're at the game, you don't like see the stat lines or anything that.
Yep. I was in the basement of a little like a cabin type tavern called Four Seasons in Hudson, Wisconsin. And I could have watched it anywhere. Not that time I lived in St. Paul, Minnesota, but I wanted to be in Wisconsin watching the Packers in the playoffs. So I drove to Hudson just to watch this game.
I actually think I have the DVD of this season. And this
I definitely do.
I don't know if I've ever talked about this with the Acme Packing crew, but I didn't actually start following football until I was in like 5th grade. So my fandom on the Packers caught on at a very random time.
Oh no. See, I had to deal with Seahawks fans. Like my whole life, man.
I had to deal with Viking fans my whole life growing up in Minnesota and Western Wisconsin.
I don't mind. I still like the Colts. We've talked about this. Peyton Manning was God here.
Sorry. Anybody who has been listening to Reporting is Eligible knows Tyler's history with Seahawks Packers games.
Yeah, let's not.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're not going to rehash that on another podcast. Right,
I think Repack is in. I think we're good.
Gee, all right. We'll check in fast.
Sounds good.
All right. We're in.
All right, Repack and Reporting is Eligible is checked in. Cheddar, you guys can talk.
We're checked in.
You're checked in too. Let's go ahead and start with Reporting is Eligible. Pressure's on you as the leaders right now.
All right.
You want me to? I can announce this.
You do this one.
Sure. So in January of 2004, because it was the 2003 season, we're going to say the score was tied at 27-27. We're going to say obviously it was quarterback Matt Hasselbeck. And then the interception was returned. We're going to say 50 yards. Are we missing any?
You're missing the in blank round of the NFL playoffs.
Oh, sorry. Wild card.
Okay. And Cheddar, what did you guys have?
So we're going to say 2004, the wild card round, 24-24, Matt Hasselbeck, and 51 yards.
This isn't Price is Right rules, right?
No. And Repack Pod, what did you guys have?
2004, wild card round, score of 20-20, Matt Hasselbeck, and 49 yards.
All right. Well, both teams did great. However, only one team got all 5 points, and that is the reporting as eligible, guys.
Oh,
it was 2004. It was
higher scoring game.
27-27.
Yep, it was the first round, or I would have accepted the wild card round or the first round. It was 27-27, Matt Hasselbeck, and it was 52 yards. So,
I was close.
So we were all within 5 yards then.
Correct. Yeah. Yep.
Nice. Well done, everybody.
That was good.
That was awesome.
Paul, I would like to credit the teamwork. We talked a lot about
it. Yeah, we did.
That was great.
Jeez. Any individual one of us would have done much worse that round.
Hooray for groupthink.
There you go. Moving on to the last question of quarter number three. All right, it was January 6th of 2011, Dallas, Texas, Super Bowl 45. Packers versus the Steelers. The Packers were up early 7-0 on a Rodgers touchdown pass to blank. On the first play after the kickoff of the Steelers, after the kickoff, the Steelers' Ben Roethlisberger was hit by the Packers blank, causing his pass to float and get intercepted by Nick Collins, who ran it back for blank yards within five for the pick six. Later in the game, Clay Matthews knocked the ball out of the hands of running back Rashard Mendenhall, and the fumble was recovered by blank, and the Packers went on to win by blank the number of points.
So Cheddar is going to check in right now.
Wow. Oh, wow. Aggressive.
Wow. Holy cow. Okay.
Aggressive with your check-in styling like that.
We'll check in too. Put the pressure on.
Let's go. Wow. Reporting is eligible. You guys can talk it out.
Man.
You guys are jerks.
Burke and jerk run, you know.
Smart move, since you can keep thinking about it while we're struggling to get it. You jerks.
You guys wanted to talk it out, right?
So, hey, I'm... Well, now we have to give out names.
I hadn't even gotten to reading it yet. So, all right. The pass was to Jordy.
Lawyer, this is what you do.
It is. The pass was to Jordy Nelson. Okay.
Yes.
That I know. Yeah. The final score of the Super Bowl was 31-25. That is something I can do pretty reliably. So, we can do those. I do not remember who hit Ben at all.
I want to say it's a random defensive lineman, and the only one that came to my mind was Colin Jenkins, but that's probably not right.
I do not remember this. So and he doesn't seem that random.
Okay. was he on the team?
I don't think he was on the team. I feel like he was not on the Super Bowl team. That's my only problem with that. Desmond Bishop recovered the fumble that I'm confident of. Was it okay? So lineman on that team that could have hit him. BJ is not random, so it's not him, right? He doesn't. Why can't I think of any other big guys?
It's been too long. I was just but a child back then.
Paul and I are. I'm
stunned that you don't remember this one, to be honest with you.
I remember it happening, but it's all kind of a blur. I mean, it was just, I have not rewatched that Super Bowl in a while, other than like the catches. What else are we missing? I'll come back to
yards
that
on the Collins return.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Is it within five again?
Yeah. Yes, within five. I gave you 5 yards. Come on.
All right.
You know, he didn't throw it 100, and you know, he didn't throw it 0. So it's got to be somewhere in between.
That's when he still had an arm, if we recall.
All right, so I think going back to defense, I think our only possibles are Howard Green and Ryan Pickett.
It could be Ryan Pickett. Was Mike Neal on the team?
I think he was after.
Okay. Ryan Pickett sounds right.
All right. Let's do Ryan Pickett, and then you want to pick a random number?
Was it past midfield or before? What do you think?
I think it was before midfield, but I don't remember that well.
We're just going to go with 50 again. Let's go.
Fine.
All right. Cheddar, you guys checked in first. Why don't you guys go ahead and give me your answers then?
All right. So we're going to go with Jordy Nelson. Make sure I'm going in order here. Howard Green, 36 yards, Desmond Bishop, and 6 points.
And the repack pod, what'd you guys have?
Yeah, it's Jordy Nelson, Howard Green. We said 18 yards, Desmond Bishop, and 6 point margin of victory.
All right. Well, our Cheddar folks are sweeping up with 5 points on that one, or nice. Five correct.
Hey. Repack pod got four. That pass was a floater, but it must have gone farther than I remember. I just
because so Green hit his arm, and that pass did. I mean, he looked like he was going down. Way down, like Ward was running a go route, and that ball went straight up in the air. And
I thought it died inside the 20.
It was definitely Howard Green. Howard Green was like a mid-season waiver claim.
It was a large man, larger than Pickett. And I'm like, I know it wasn't Raji, therefore it had to have been Howard Green.
It was one of like the two great plays that he made.
I swear you guys are making that guy up. I've never
heard that. You're like Howard Green or Ryan Pickett. You're like Ryan Pickett. That sounds right.
Howard Green was a large man.
He was a run stopper primarily.
Yeah.
He was, he was an anchor.
That's why he was in on the first down. I mean, they didn't think they were going to pass the ball 50 yards. But anyway, so Jordy Nelson, Howard Green, Desmond Bishop, a point spread of 6, and the return was 37 yards.
Oh, that was close.
Nicely done, Chris. Okay. Nicely done.
So there you go.
There is so much. When I was learning to watch football, it's one of the first games I watched tape on just because I knew what they threw. Yeah.
I was hoping you were going to ask who the running back was that Clay Matthews forced the fumble.
Yeah, as soon as I said
Mendenhall, I saw your guys' face going like, I knew that.
I was ready to type it to justice already.
Former Illinois Illini, Rashard Mendenhall. Mm-hmm.
After the third quarter, we have scores of Cheddar with 305 points, pulling up there with over 300 with 5 in the last question there. Congratulations. The repack pod with 360 and reporting as eligible, still with the 5 point lead at 365.
Time for a Hail Mary, Lindsay.
There we go. So that will bring us to today's fourth quarter. This quarter consists of 4 categorized questions. The teams will wager up to 100 points each, not to exceed their current point total.
Justice is shimmying, and I'm getting nervous. He looks very confident.
you involve gambling now?
Yeah, Justice is a gambler. I knew that. I knew he'd like this round. All right, so I'm going to give you guys the categories, and I'm going to do something here unusual. So here we go. So the categories for today's fourth quarter are as follows. Question number 1 is the most, and that is in the NFL draft. Question number 2 is not quite the most in defensive stats. Question number 3 is the wins, but not those guys, in Packers wins by quarterbacks. Question number 4 is the all pros, as in, I mean, all pro selections. So now typically I wouldn't do this, but for you guys, I will. I'll give you what I think the difficulty level for each question is, so that may help inform your wagering, or it might mess with your brain and mess your wagering up, Justice. So here we go. On a scale of 1 to 10, question number 1, I'm going to put a 6 on its difficult level. Question number 2, I'm going to put a 3. Question number 8, I'm going to put a solid 8 on that bad boy. And question 4, I'm going to put a 7. So it is now time for the teams to place their wagers. So I would like for you guys to send me a message here on Zoom with your wagers, please. And I'm going to say this now.
It's 100 per question?
It's up to 100 per question. You guys only have 365 points to wager. So you can't do 100 on all four.
Well, assuming we get a bunch right, we can, right?
No, you don't. It's not. You get to gamble the points you have now. You don't get to gamble future points. I'm not a bank here. I'm not giving you a line of credit.
Yeah, you're putting your bids in now, Paul, not as we roll through.
Now that the wagers are in, on to the questions. Question number one. Well, we are fresh off of the glow that is the NFL draft. So let's get into it. Since the year 2000, the Packers have drafted 209 players from all sorts of schools, such as Albany, New York, Southern Utah, Southeastern Missouri State. But four schools top the list with six or more players drafted by the Packers since 2000. Name two of those four schools. Look at Justice. He knows this. He's like sitting there going like, okay, well, in the sixth round of 2007, they got a kid from, it's like, okay, not that school. It's not Saginaw Valley. I know it. No, come on. It can't just be Saginaw Valley.
All right. Yeah, I feel good. I think we're going to check in.
Okay.
God help us.
You want to go for it, Chris?
Oh, I would have talked a little bit more, but...
we're in agreement on one, Lindsay. Which one do you want the other one to be?
All right, let's keep chatting.
We got this. Yeah. We're definitely good.
Come on, Justice. That football brain's got to be churning.
I'm trying. I think we got like the sneaky one.
All right, Cheddar's going to check in.
The obvious one.
Cheddar's going to check in.
I think one of ours is sneaky as well.
All right, reporting is eligible and Cheddar's checked in. Repack pod, you guys can talk it out for another minute or so.
All right, well, Iowa's in for sure. No question about that one. So, Lindsley, Hawk, Myers. I'm trying to remember the draft year on Niall Diggs, but I think he was 2000. Just trying to think of the other two Ohio State guys who would have been in that stretch. Yeah, I mean, I think we got to go with it.
That's my best guess. I mean, I'm just thinking of like the top schools, right? We're talking Michigan,
yep.
Florida State, A&M, Florida, LSU, Bama, Georgia, Notre Dame, USC. Like there's a couple USC guys, a couple Georgia guys, but.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we got the three Georgia guys the last 2 years, but I can't really remember another one going much farther back than that. SC and Perry.
SC was the edge rushers.
Yeah. I mean, maybe Georgia gets there. Like I said, I don't think they've drafted a whole lot of Bama guys for whatever reason. Yeah, I think
you can only think of Haha.
Yeah, that's true. But it's the only one that comes to mind. Michigan's the only other one that I'm kind of a little hung up on, but I can only name like three Michigan guys. I can name at least four Ohio State guys. So
right.
Iowa and Ohio State. You good?
Is that a yes?
Oh yeah.
All right, yeah.
I didn't realize you
scratched. Yeah.
That was
this
question.
Is the audio medium, Justice. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll go Iowa and Ohio State.
For how many points?
That was for 100 points.
Ooh. And reporting is eligible. What'd you guys go with?
We went with UCLA and Ohio State.
For how many points?
100.
And Cheddar, what did you guys go with?
We are going to go with UCLA and Ohio State.
For how many points?
50.
All right. So here we go. Coming in at six is Texas A&M.
Had a sneaky feeling about them, too. You had Kiki, you had Sternberger just the last couple of years. So
coming in also at six, Iowa.
Yeah.
Coming in at seven, Ohio State.
Right.
And coming in also at seven, UCLA.
All right.
So points all around for all the teams here.
Woo!
Some of those other teams that you talked about there, Justice and Evan, you said Michigan, right? Let me look. Michigan since 2000 has only had three. Some other ones that have had higher numbers. Louisville had five.
How many did Bama have? I actually was thinking about that.
Not many, actually. Hold on. I was surprised. Three for Bama.
Haha, Clinton Dix has scarred us all.
What about Mississippi State? Because that was one of the other ones that I thought was sneaky.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That was my Travis.
Mississippi State had five, so they were close. Some other ones on this list, Miami of Florida had four, LSU had five, Georgia had only four, with the ones guys recently, California had five, and we can go through more later.
Three Wisconsin guys, I think.
Yeah.
Aberderis and Van Lannen.
Yeah, Wisconsin had five, Beagle. Van Lannen, Beagle, Aberderis, Ferraro, and Tauscher.
Mark Tauscher.
Tauscher was still in that time frame, too. Yep. Yeah, he would have been... Nice. All right.
So let's update the scores here while we're at it. Repack Pod has 460. Well, I guess the scores haven't changed drastically, but Reporting as Eligible has 465, and Cheddar betting 50 on that one has 355. And that'll take us into the second question. Reminder, this was my number three on my difficulty level. So hopefully you guys will get this one pretty quick.
A lot of pressure with the low ranking.
There you go. I hope so.
Not a fan.
We'll see. This player was drafted in the fifth round by the Packers and played his entire 9-year career with the team, making 74 starts and one Pro Bowl in his fourth season. With 74.5 sacks, he is currently number two on the Packers all-time sack leaderboard. Who is he?
Paul's got a smile.
Well, I don't have a smile because I know I have a smile because I was arguing with Nagler the other day.
As one does.
He was actually on my side with this, but about the career sack list, because Pro Football Reference has updated their sack list to include sacks before whatever, 1981. They did a bunch of work to actually make that happen. And so Clay is still officially number one, but he's not actually. Anyway, it was a timely question for something I was just talking about the other day.
Justice, we're good, right?
Yeah, we're good. We want to try.
Repack's good.
All right. Repack is checked in.
I actually feel very confident.
Rutroge, Texas checking. Are you unchecking your check-in?
I'm going to check in. I feel very good about it.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, Reporting as Eligible is checked in, and I'm not quite sure what's going on with the repack, guys. So let's hold off there, Cheddar folks.
All right.
And for the record, we are counting official only, right?
Okay.
I Googled Packers stats, and I don't know what the difference is. So
we can talk about it.
It's got to be official.
Official only. Okay.
Can we recheck in? Is that allowed?
Go ahead and recheck in. I tell you what, if there's some discrepancy or if there's some sort of shenanigans here, we'll googly-oogle it and we'll figure it out and we'll come up.
Tyler, I'm also quite sure you're correct. The unofficials are messing with my brain now because I consider them to be official. So,
Chris Cheddar's and Lindsay, you guys can go ahead and talk it out.
Cheddar's checking in too.
We're checking in, yeah.
All right, Cheddar, what did you guys have?
Kabir Baja Biamila, pre-insanity.
I have heard of him. And for how many points?
100.
And Reporting as Eligible, what'd you guys check in with and for how many points?
Also the great KGB. Again, pre-insanity per Chris.
And for how many points?
100.
And Repack.
Also Kabir Baja Biamila, after we realized we were overthinking ourselves.
Right, all teams, points. All three teams are getting points. Yeah, that's why I put a three on this one, right? Because this one's pretty easy, in my opinion. So the answer is Kabir Baja Biamila.
For a split second, we were thinking Aaron Campman, and then we realized, no, he's definitely he's behind KGB.
Also, he played in Jacksonville.
That's exactly it. So in college at San Diego State, Kabir Baja Biamila broke the school's all-time sack record of 33, beating the previous record of 26 held by former Packer Mike Douglas. Paul, you remember Mike Douglas?
Actually, I vaguely do remember Mike Douglas because either my dad or my grandpa used to always make a 60 Minutes joke about Mike Douglas, if memory serves, some old-timey show.
Yeah, because Mike Douglas was like a late 70s draft pick, I think, and played until like 82 or something like that. But yeah, he was a linebacker. All right, so updating on the scores here. Well, pretty much everyone just went up by 100 points, so we're good to go.
And for the record, the true sack leader for the Packers is Willie Davis with 99.5, not Clay. So
that's what you were wondering if it was official or unofficial, but Clay wasn't a fifth rounder. So I was like, what's the hang up?
Oh, good call.
that's
why he's the rounder. Exactly. Yeah.
Focusing too much on the actual stuff.
And I was thinking, are we getting worried about Ezra Johnson here? I don't remember where he was drafted, but
and we're all, he also played that one season with the Rams too. So
well, anybody's better than Ezra. True.
There it is.
Nice.
All right, we'll move on to question number three. Other than the big three Packer quarterbacks, Favre, Starr, and Rodgers, who is the only other Packers quarterback to have a winning record as a Packer with a minimum of 20 starts? Hint, this guy went to school in Alabama, spent three seasons in Green Bay, then moved on to Buffalo, Atlanta, and finished his career with Detroit.
That's toughy.
Yeah.
My initial theory was not correct.
I did not think a Packer quarterback question around wins could stump me.
Yeah, well done. Well done, Matt. This was...
Wins are not a QB stat, so is this a valid question?
When I don't care. When I gave this one to my dad and my brothers to review this, my dad got this one immediately.
Wow.
I have two questions I want to ask, if that's okay.
You can ask. I don't know if I'm going to answer them.
Oh, but. Yeah, that's fair. You say school, college or high school?
Alabama. He went to the University of Alabama.
He went to Alabama. Okay. Yeah. That was going to be my second question. Thank you. This is probably before my time, Paul.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's before my time, too.
I think it's before Paul's time, too. Yeah.
We'll check in. Evan thinks he has it, so.
Wow. So Evan took the video off of his phone.
That's suspicious.
No, his Wi-Fi.
Went on to Google. So and
I was trying to text him on my computer, and it wasn't going through, so I had to pull up my phone and IM him through my phone on Slack instead.
We should have a wager here amongst you guys here. A little something, a little taste.
I'll throw down on this one. I feel good about this one.
Not on this question specifically, but we only have two questions left, and it's pretty close. Any team could win.
Well, if we get this, we're sitting pretty, I feel like.
I mean, in any scenario, we should just say the corporate overloads have to buy some sort of merch for the rest of you guys, right?
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Texas' reasoning for this is he came up when I was researching who was drafted in the 2022 draft.
Don't tell him that.
They're not going to get it from that. Unless they got Wikipedia.
In that case, I know exactly.
Oh, sure.
Because clearly these guys read every word that I write and commit it to memory.
There were a lot of draft picks. There were 11 of them.
There were a lot of them.
All right. Should we just officially surrender?
Surrender, Cobra.
All
right, Paul, you got it. I'm
just whittling down who it could maybe be, like old timey guys. Okay, if we're out of time, I can make a stupid guess, but
yeah,
I'm not getting this right. Just Tex will be victorious, I think.
All right, Chris and Lindsay, you guys want to talk it out for 8 seconds or?
Lindsay, go ahead with what you were thinking.
I was thinking Herbert.
Herbert?
It's literally the only, nothing is coming to my mind except for him.
Or is he the rural juror?
We need to go with an official name. I'll throw out Anthony Dilwig.
This is Jeopardy rules, so last names count. So if you guys want to go with Herbert, or what do you guys want to go with, Dilwig or Herbert?
We'll go with Lindsay. Because I'm pretty sure Dilwig's wrong.
Okay, and for how many points?
50.
50.
All right, and reporting is eligible. Would you guys check in with and how many points?
I'm between two, and we did 65 on this one, Zach, Tyler?
Yeah. I'm not Zach, no.
Sorry. I'm just pissed I'm not going to get this right. So I'm between two guys. I'm going to go with David Whitehurst.
Okay, for how many points?
65.
Oh, you already said that. Sorry. And for the repack guys, what'd you guys go with and for how many points?
Yep, we're going to say Scott Hunter for 40 points.
Ooh, we all got different answers.
And one team is getting their points. The answer is Scott Hunter.
Who the hell is Scott Hunter?
Yeah.
Hunter was drafted in the sixth round, 140th overall in the 1971 NFL draft.
He was the starting quarterback for the 1972 team that made the playoffs, and I believe went 10-4 and won the NFC Central.
If you listen to my flavor text, your text, I'll tell you all
about
it.
I'm sorry. I'm all excited if I get this one.
It's like, kick me in the grinder. From 1971 to 1973, he started 29 games, going 15-11-3. He threw for 15 touchdowns with 30 interceptions. So,
and again, the only reason I know that is because he was drafted somewhere in one of the draft pick slots that the Packers had coming into this year's draft. So I happen to remember that, Scott Hunter went to Alabama, and he was the quarterback on that 1972 team. So that's the only reason that name was even in my brain.
And that stat line fits the bill of a 70s Packers QB, too. So
it does. Really, really, really screwed up by the modern teams being on here. And, Atlanta and Buffalo aren't that old of teams in the, for Packer quarterbacks. And I was like, Tobin wrote maybe, but that's too old to play for any of those. So I had nothing on this stupid.
It was
70s.
Post AFL expansion. So
All right. So heading into the final question. We got Cheddar with 405 points. We have reporting as eligible with 500. And we have the repack pod with 600, but I know the wagers, and trust me, it is still anyone's game.
Oh,
all right.
I think theoretically the best we can do is
tie, right?
No, if they get it.
No, trust me, I know. You can win.
We can win. We can win. Yeah. If they lose, they lose the points.
So here we go. I have given this question to 10 people today, and everyone hated it. So I'm just going to tell you right now.
Hey, this is a chance, Paul.
Yes, I love it.
Since 2010, the Packers have had 8 unique players selected first team All-Pro. Of those 8, only 2 were not drafted by the Packers, and 1 was an undrafted free agent not originally signed by the Packers. Name 2 of those 3 players.
If we get 1 right, do we get half of our wager points?
No.
All right. I think we're in. Repack is good.
Oh, you pieces of garbage.
All right.
I feel very confident in the first one.
First one, I'm dead sure on. Second one, I think yes.
It's the best guess.
Yeah.
Cheddar's locked in.
All right. Reporting is eligible. You guys can go ahead and talk out your thoughts there.
We're in two.
Yeah, we're in.
But since we're giving answers, we can give answers. We'll go with Devondre Campbell and Charles Woodson.
For how many points?
100.
100.
And Repack, who'd you check in with and how many points?
Devondre Campbell and Charles Woodson.
Damn it.
And a lot of debate about who the UDFA was, though.
Yeah.
I think we know who it is, but we'll get to that. We had 60 points.
Yep. Cool. And Cheddar?
We're going to go with Devondre Campbell and John Kuhn.
There it is. Nice.
For how many points?
A 50 piece.
50 points. All right. Everyone's getting points here, folks.
Yeah.
That's John Kuhn. Okay.
That's a good nice one. Pull on John Kuhn.
Yeah.
So we have Charles Woodson in 2010, John Kuhn in 2014, and Devondre Campbell
in
2021.
Hey!
I didn't get the fullback. I'm ashamed of myself. Do they still do fullback all pros?
They did in 2014.
Yeah. Sure.
I thought it was Tremont for a long time.
That's what I did too. Tremont only got second team all pro.
I had to talk Justice out of that one.
I was like, look, I think there's no other UDFA that was brought in by the Packers who could have made all pro because Sammy was signed by the team. It wasn't until it's 7:54 my time now. 2 minutes ago, I was like, wait, was Kuhn the all pro fullback? And I was like, no, we made a good decision with Devondre. Zadarius almost tripped us up too a little bit. Because I couldn't figure out if he was
second team because there was the is he a D end? Is he an offensive or an outside linebacker?
Yeah,
they don't define positions very well for all pro teams. Yeah.
Yeah, this one to me, I wrote this morning and I thought this is the very last question I wrote and I thought, oh, this is too easy. And then I asked all these people and I said, oh no, that's hard. That's really hard. I'm like, really? I thought it was so easy, but I don't know. Then again, and I had to dig deep on the Kuhn thing because when I first originally wrote it, I was for some reason I spaced that 2014 was within the time frame. I'm like, oh, that's right, the Kuhn. Oh, I have to change my question. Geez, so Kuhn wasn't drafted by anybody, and he went to the Steelers first, and then was cut by the Steelers and signed by the Packers. So.
Yeah, I wasn't positive on that one. I'm like, I swear, Kuhn. I thought Kuhn got drafted. I mean, a fullback pick is a waste, but I thought he got drafted like as a seventh rounder.
No, that was Corey Hall that got drafted. He got drafted by Green Bay.
That's right.
I almost talked us into Shields, and Tyler talked us out of that. So
yeah, I thought about Shields too.
Again, I would just like to specify that at the very beginning of this recording that I made sure to specify that if Tex won this, it's not fair because he went to trivia before this tournament.
All right. Well, the game has come to an end, and here are our final scores. With 455 points, Team Cheddar, and with a respectable 600 points, Team Reporting as eligible. But our APC Packers Trivia Challenge champions, who are receiving the coveted Najee Davenport award is with their 660 points, is the Repack Pod, guys.
Shouldn't the Najee Davenport award go to us?
The Najee Davenport.
Because we crapped in the number two.
There we go. I was going to say, we crapped in the hamper. I think it should go to us.
We finished number two.
I'm sorry, you voided in the hamper. I think
there you go. Voided.
That's how I think the police report.
Typically on our podcast, we have, we call it the clipboard captain because we're the bench warmers. We're a bunch of bench warmers, right? So yeah. So the clipboard captain. So we usually pick like a backup kind of a deal or like a funny name that'll get everybody to laugh, you know? So yeah. So that's what I figured. I'd think of something. What's the funniest backer I could think of? And Najee Davenport comes up all the time on our pod. So
sure.
Let's give it. Let's do it. All right. Any final words here before we wrap up tonight?
Apparently stop the not. Count. Tex with the Scott Hunter.
Scott Hunter is what did it, right?
That's what Scott Hunter pull was quality, buddy.
I'm going to go watch Pitch Perfect 2 or 3. As soon as this is over. I'm so mad.
Paul, you make music. You could do the little cup thing. You'll see what I mean.
Yeah.
I actually can. I don't have a cup, but I can do that.
Yes. I mean, Paul does kind of look like Anna Kendrick. I mean, just a little bit.
Oh, man.
All right.
That was fun.
Thanks, Matt. This was great.
Yeah, this was fun.
Thank you.
Yep.
Much appreciated. All right. Well, we normally wrap up our podcast by thanking the folks. So I'd like to say thank you for listening to the APC podcast and the Benchwarmers Trivia podcast. And until next time, we'll keep the bench warm.
Ball hit high and deep. Stretch. Get on back there. They look up. You can put it on the board. Yes.
Into deep left center for Mitchell. And we'll see you tomorrow night.
That great music you're listening to is by Justin Nozick. Thanks to him for producing that music for us. You've been listening to the Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast. Make sure to check us out on all of our social media. We are at Benchwarmers TP.